saw the ruling the other day about non-competes and figured I got to get Patrick Dolan on the line to chat about it because we've been talking about it for months. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Patrick Dolan of Conti and Dolan. He does employment law. I don't think we have to rewind all the way to the beginning, Patrick, because we have you for a few minutes. No. But if someone was out there with a non-compete and was very excited that on September 4th it would be null and void, will it be?
Yeah, I'm going to burst your bubble. I really, really think if they want it to be null and void, yeah, I think it's not going to happen.
Right.
So earlier this week, a federal judge in Texas stopped the FCC's ban on non-compete agreements from taking effect on September 4th. So that and that ruling was nationwide. So that contradicts a ruling of Pennsylvania. So we still have some appellate courts to go through before it gets to the Supreme Court. But here's what I think we can pretty definitively say at this point, John. The FCC's ban on non-competes is highly unlikely to go into effect on September 4th.
Right. Yes, it would have to take some crazy ruling to then say, no, let's undo the stay and essentially put them into place, causing some chaos while it goes through the appellate courts. I know that might be a bummer to some people, but I will say that if it ultimately ends up in the Supreme Court, which it probably will, and it ultimately ends up that they will allow non-competes to still exist, which I think is a fair guess, of course we never know, then it would cause a lot of confusion to lose the non-competes on September 4th and then have them back in place next June, right?
Yeah, and I think that's just not going to happen. But, you know, really, thanks in part to the increased attention that this FTC drew to the non-compete ban and all the issues surrounding non-competes, more states are passing laws limiting agreements. So we have four states right now, Minnesota, California, North Dakota, and Oklahoma, that have blanket bans on non-competes. But we also have several states, including Illinois, that have restricted their use for workers with incomes below a certain threshold. In Illinois, it's $75,000. There's 33 states that have such restrictions, John. So states are moving in the direction of limiting and perhaps even banning non-competes on their own. So I think that's where this thing continues to move.
Right. And the Supreme Court, while it has a conservative tinge to it, of course, right now, has pushed a lot of issues to the states, and you'd imagine they would defer to the states to keep those their rules in place. That answers, I believe, the question that we had from the 847 who texted right at the top of the show when they heard you were coming on. How does this new ruling affect the non-compete agreements in Illinois? They had thought that Governor Pritzker signed that law regarding non-competes you just mentioned there, the threshold of $75,000. So this does not affect that, right?
No, it doesn't. It's just the FTC trying to ban them nationwide, and I just do not think that's going to happen.
Okay. Patrick Dolan, we made speedy work of that. How's everything else in the world of employment law?
It's good. On this beautiful day, what a gorgeous day, John.
And we just got some new job numbers that showed the job market's still strong, not a ton of new layoffs, maybe a little harder to get a job. You still feeling that vibe?
I still think so, yeah, a little harder. Folks still concerned about length of severance if they can get it. So I think so, but it's certainly not bleak out there. At least that's what I'm learning. So that's good news.
312-332-7800 is how you can reach Patrick Dolan and Karen Conti as well. Are you joining Karen tomorrow, Patrick?
I do not think so, no.
Well, you didn't think you were joining my show today, and then I called you, so you never know.
That's why I said I didn't think so. You never know.
Next week, 1 to 2, we have a shorter show on the Labor Day weekend, and it'll be a Patrick Dolan show. We'll talk then, okay?
Thanks, John. Take care.